I'm speaking with Akiva Eldar from Tel Aviv. He is the chief political columnist of Haaretz newspaper, and we're talking about the situation in Gaza and the Israeli government's decision not to go for a unilateral ceasefire. Akiva, what do you think is leading the government in its decision?
I believe that what is leading them is, first and foremost, their reputation, not necessarily because we are looking at elections in February, but because they aimed very high, and the Hamas has been hitting in the last 48 hours all the way to Beersheba, and it's a matter of prestige now, and who has not only the last word, but the last missile.
When you say that the government has been aiming high, what do you mean by that?
They were aiming high because they said, and excuse me if I have a deja vu from Lebanon, that they're going to clean Gaza from the Hamas, bring down the Hamas regime, and put an end to the rocket attacks to the Negev. And right now, if they will stop, they're afraid that, for very good reason, the public, the media, and of course the opposition from the right will criticize them that they haven't gained anything besides something very provisional of destroying few missiles and few buildings. And in no time, the Hamas will be back targeting Sderot and Ashdod. And it looks like they were offering aspirin for somebody who is suffering from cancer.
What do you think realistically can be the aims, the objectives of this operation?
The objective should be to go back to ceasefire, long-term ceasefire. That will allow both sides, and I underline both sides because it has to be a balanced settlement, because if it's not balanced, it will not hold water, that will put an end to the situation where 1.5 million people are living in one big prison. We cannot go back to this because there is no government or no party that can live in this kind of situation for a long time. So they have to offer the Hamas something that they can also sell, because if it's a zero-sum game that Israel comes out as the winner, the Hamas will not accept it. So what we need here is a third party which will come in. It can be Turkey, it can be the EU, that will make sure that the Rafah crossing will be open for people and that the Israeli crossing, namely Kerem Shalom, or maybe even Karni in the future, will be open for goods. Otherwise, it is going to be like a pressure cooker. And you know, if you can't put a pressure cooker on fire forever, because it will blow up in your face.
Akiva, is there a good reason to believe that Hamas will accept such an agreement and will respect it in terms of not shooting more rockets into Israel?
I think that in the past, in the last 6 months, actually, it most of the time it worked. But the problem was that whenever there was a sporadic shelling on Israel, and I'm not even sure if Israel that will go back to Gaza will be able to stop completely this kind of sporadic shelling. Whenever this happened, Israel closed the border and did not allow any goods to come in to Gaza. And we have to find a solution for this. And I think that the Hamas and Israel have a clear interest in a complete ceasefire and bringing back quiet to the people. This is what the Hamas is talking about all the time. So I am sure that if we will find an honest broker that will make sure that the Hamas will stop shelling Israel and Israel will stop the siege on Gaza, this can work. The Hamas is not a partner for a two-state solution, maybe. The Hamas is not a partner for a long-term settlement. But the Hamas is clearly interested in a kind of a status quo that, and even in some kind of cooperation with Israel that will allow more or less quiet daily life in the occupied territories.
Akiva, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ori.